Hello, Andrew Richardson speaking. This is the final audio of the Hope and Firefighting set. See this audio as the transition audio to the next stage. It is a relaxation meditation, but also introduces you to some of the big ideas of human givens, which is the inspiration for so much of my depression recovery program. So if you do take the bigger picture and look beyond the role of dreaming too much and excessive worrying in causing a depression, we need to look at the life you are leading. In particular, how well is your life working now? By which I mean, how well are your essential emotional needs being met? Well, this relaxation audio will introduce you to this. What are your human needs? And you may consider this through the audio, and how well are your needs being met right now? Can you identify any gaps? Well, you'll be finding how to do that later in the program, and what you can do to fill in these gaps. And this audio will also bring your attention to your key resources or capabilities. What are they, and what can be done to heal them? Dealing with this is the next stage of the program, namely trauma release. So sit back and begin to relax and be open to what you learn. Find somewhere comfortable to relax and experience the profound pleasure of uncovering new understandings and learning new skills while relaxing. Allow 30 minutes to be quiet and uninterrupted. And of course, not listening to this audio while driving. So as you are sitting now in your comfortable chair or lying back on that bed or sofa, you can imagine what it would be like if you could really go to a relaxing, calm and peaceful place, somewhere where you really felt safe. The place could well be flitting into your imagination right now. It may be a place you know very well, a beautiful beach, or a forest walk, or by a lake, or a mountainside. Or it might be that you are imagining a place in a picture, from a book, or a holiday brochure. Because we know what it is like to browse through and imagine being in these places. Or maybe your imagining right now comes from watching a film or a TV program. And it could be that it feels that you are actually in that place. Or maybe the most powerful imaginings for you is your enjoyment of relaxing where you are now, or a place in your home. Some people really know what it is like to relax, or you may be experiencing what it is like that for the first time. What part of your body is beginning to relax first? Your conscious mind may not yet even be aware that you are beginning to relax, but the unconscious mind may be beginning to notice change right now, and is letting your unconscious mind know that the body can relax. It could be that from time to time your conscious mind wanders off, even as your unconscious mind continues to focus on what it needs to hear. And the unconscious mind can reassure your conscious mind that it is relaxing and hearing what needs to be heard, and so you can choose either to tune out all the other sounds and distractions that may be around you at the moment, or choose to focus on the words, or even to really focus on the gaps between the words. It doesn't really matter, because your unconscious has the wisdom to take just what it needs. And as you scan your body now, Is it your left arm or leg feeling heavier than your right arm or leg? Or lighter? Or warmer? Or cooler? As you continue to relax? Or is everything feeling calmer together? Perhaps you are noticing different sensations in your shoulders, your chest, your belly, your hands and feet. Or it could be that a feeling of calm is spreading down your whole body from the top of your head to the ends of your fingers and toes as a caressing, gentle breeze washing over you. What are you noticing, and how are these feelings growing and expanding and becoming stronger? Just let these feelings grow. Now, we all have a part of our body that lets us know when we are stressed. For some people it may be their neck or shoulders. For others it may be the lower part of their back, or forehead, or belly, or chest. And somebody I saw recently noticed it was their jaw that became rigid when they were stressed, and they really clenched their teeth together. And once they began to realize this and really allowed themselves to deeply relax, so their jaw relaxed too. And just be curious for a moment to focus on the part of your body which is telling you that you need to relax more deeply. Just focus on that part, and as you continue to relax, be curious to know the changes that are happening there. And through this, time on the outside will pass faster than time on the inside, and the unconscious will be aware of time moving faster than the conscious mind is aware of time moving slower. And even as time speeds up or slows down, or even at times time is moving slower, and as the unconscious communicates time passing, so the unconscious consciousness will be able to move either faster or slower in relation to the conscious consciousness. By now, you must really be experiencing what it is like to be relaxed. It is interesting, is it not, that when we are relaxed, we are more able to take a step backwards and really see things for what they are. We can stand back and see ourselves and see the big, wide picture. Like standing on the top of a big mountain with views all around in all directions, and the clouds are lifting. And what was it, Mark Twain, who said, 20 years from now, you will be more disappointed by the things you did not do, by the ones that you did. Throw off the bowlines, sail away from the safe harbour, catch the trade winds in your sails, explore, dream, discover. And this reminds me of a story told to me once, and I think I understand what the story meant. But the great thing that all good stories have in common is that our unconscious mind takes the meaning from them without us even having to try too hard. Sometimes understanding comes as a eureka moment, or sometimes as a gradual understanding that something in our essence has changed as a result. I wonder how this will be for you. Eureka or a gradual awareness? How curious this can be. And in the days before we drove around in cars and flew in planes, a horseman rode into a clearing beside a river, wondering where he could tether his horse. And looking around, he found a pole. And he dug a pole and tramped it firmly into the ground. With that, he went to the water's edge and took a drink. And then, before leaving, thought to himself, I will leave the pole in the ground, and another horseman who comes along will also have somewhere to tie his horse. The next visitor was not a horseman, but a traveller who had been happening to be walking through the same area. Coming to the clearing where the pole was stuck in the middle of the trail, she thought to herself, if people come by in the night, they could walk straight into this. Acting out of concern for others, she pulled the pole out of the ground and threw it aside. A day or two later, a fisherman was walking down to the river to cast his line when he saw the pole at the side of the clearing. He picked it up and carried it down to the bank, where he used it as a seat to raise his body above the muddy soil. When he was about to leave, he too acted out of consideration. I will leave the pole here, he thought. Any other fisherman coming down to the bank will also have a dry place on which to sit and cast his line. The next passer-by was a woodsman. Looking for firewood, he spotted the pole on the new bank and saw it as a fine piece of dry firewood that would keep him and his family warm for a good few hours. And with that, he heaved it out of the ground and carried it home. Each traveller treated the pole with good intent and in consideration of his or her fellow travellers. Each had found a practical use for the pole, and each traveller was different. Each perceived the pole differently, and because of their perceptions, each took a different course of action. Who can say which of any of them was right? So consider the life of an ordinary garden plant. We can say that as a living organism, that plant has basic needs for nutritious soil, sufficient water, and just enough of a warming sun. And we can all imagine how a plant will suffer if any of these essential needs are not being met. And so it is with human beings. We human beings have essential needs. In fact, it is said by some that we all spend all of our time working to satisfy these needs, though we may not know it. And these needs are such things as to connect and feel safe with other human beings, to work and play so we have status and pleasure, and things like that. And if an important need is not being met well, despite your best efforts, then you will suffer distress. And this stress is the emotion of your mind-body communication that you need to take action or continue to suffer. And your unconscious intelligence instinctively knows what your needs are, and your unconscious normally communicates this by creating the emotion, which is the energy or the motion and movement towards getting that need met. So embrace and welcome the emotion, name it and use it. For example, you may fancy that nice place where your new friend lives because actually you need shelter and safety. Or it could be that you are aware of the need for space so you can rest and reflect. Then again, you may yearn for the girl or boy next door because what you know is that you need intimacy and friendship. And you may have wished that your boss or partner treated you better. This is because you must have some control over your life. And all of us from time to time can be envious of people who appear more successful than us. And perhaps this is because you need to have a sense of status and of being appreciated for what you do. You may or you may not decide to give that new art class or church meeting a go as you weigh up whether this will meet your essential need to belong to a group bigger than yourself. Or you can meet the essential human need to give and receive attention from a wide circle of other people. And you may or may not look forward to that family gathering, but you know that however it turns out, your need to have people who are important to you and to whom you are important. And have you, from time to time, had a sense of dissatisfaction in your life, and been aware of an unrealized potential and not quite knowing what you can do about it? Is this your mind-body communication that is reminding you of the need you have to be stretched and have meaning in your life? And it will be interesting for you to be aware of your immediate and intuitive reaction to this listing of human needs, essential human needs, and how they can be hidden behind all those yearnings and disappointments and angers and frustrations and fears. It is as if the needs are disguised by all of our feelings or wants. Like an actor puts on a cloak and a funny face, so it's hard to see the real man or woman underneath. But these emotions are our friends, as physical pain is our friend. So as pain warns us of the danger of a burning fire, so our emotions may be telling us that our life needs to change. These emotions really are telling you this. May they not? So here are those human needs. Security, feeling safe, an environment which allows you to develop, having autonomy and control, being emotionally connected to others, friendship and intimacy, feeling part of a wider community by having connections beyond your family, a sense of status, a sense of competence and achievement, having meaning and purpose, which comes from being stretched in what you do. Where is your life working well? And how are you successfully managing to do this? And just feel good about this. And where might there be a lack? And how is this lack communicating to you? What and where in your body is the stress or fear or frustration or anger or anxiety or guilt or sadness? And now think about your wonderful mind-body communication system that enables you to get essential needs met and which may be guiding you right now to make practical and achievable changes in your life. Well, your imagination of better futures is the motivation that will enable you to realize these better futures. And your conscious, rational mind allows you to find the best solutions to your problems. and there is your ability to know intuitively. You understand the infinite variety of the world by seeing it as being like something else, and this like is stored as a pattern in your unconscious memory bank. And as we do this, your emotions communicate to you, intuitively, if you like that word, so that you can make sense of it. And you have complex long-term memory and your capacity to undertake complex tasks is enormous. And what of your extraordinary ability to empathize and connect with others? And you can, if you choose, step back or above yourself and move into your observing self, which is that part of you that can be aware of itself as a unique center of awareness. In your observing self, you will see your situation more calmly and in a more detached manner, and so find different perspectives and solutions. And of course, we all dream, even if we often cannot remember our dream. And you know that dreaming keeps your emotions working well by allowing you to let go of the emotions that came up that day and are still there. Dreaming dissolves the emotion as a circle is completed by acting out the emotion in our dreaming imagination. And as you observe your emotions now, some strong or weak, or positive or dissatisfied, as these emotions appear to you now, you can choose to take comfort from the knowledge of your innate and extensive capacities and resources, even if they may be hidden from you at this time. Your capacities and resources have evolved over countless generations so that you know deep in your unconscious that today and tomorrow and in the weeks and months and years that will follow, you are empowered to get your essential needs met. Now really be aware of where in your body those most relaxing and calming and soothing and peaceful feelings are. That's right. It is as if you are being held in large, restful hands where you are right now in that calm place and really resting there. And those feelings in your body will just let those feelings grow and allow yourself to take time and enjoy it, because time right now is going very, very slowly. And you can sense that good feeling expanding to fill you up and reach all of you, even to the tips of your toes and the tips of your fingers. And that feeling is even going beyond, like a magnetic field that touches all who come near with that benevolent, soothing calmness and drifting down peacefulness. And you could give this feeling a name, such as peace or calmness or relax or something. And so now say this word and feel that feeling. And then that word and feeling will be there for you, connected whenever you wish. And how relaxing is it to know that your conscious understandings and deeper down in your unconscious wisdom, there are new connections and insights forming that will arise to calm you and empower you, just arising when you need them, and without you really trying. And so just begin to come back to a state of restful wakingness now. 10, 9, 8, beginning to come towards the surface, 7, 6, 5, being aware of your body again in the room, 4, 3, almost at the surface now, ready to open your eyes, 2, 1, open your eyes. There, that was relaxing for you, I hope, even as you could ask questions of your life now, and perhaps even find answers. And you are ready now to complete and evaluate the questionnaire you will be finding in your notes now as a preparation for the next step of trauma release, clearing patterns, relax, and action. Thank you.